for
our coverage of the State Boys and Girls Golf Tournament on Q92, being brought to you by many fine area businesses, including Ag Processing Incorporated, Appleton Building Center, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Doug Service and Marine, Erickson Chevrolet, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Heartland Motor Company, Jim's Market in Canby, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Madison Bottling Company, Minneota Building Center, Northern Plains Tiling, Prairie Sun Bank, Pro Image Partners, Syngenta Seeds, Todd and Sarah Patzer, United Prairie Bank in Madison, the United Prairie Insurance Agency, Whitnable Construction, Paul and Norman Zarbach, and the Madison Dental Clinic.
All right, welcome back to Pebble Creek Golf Course here in Becker, and I have some exciting news. The Lacapra Valley Girls Golf Team, they are the 2018 Class A State Champions. That's right, the State Champions, Lacapra Valley Eagles, and pictures are done, the awards are done. They got medals around their neck, and with me is Head Coach Kip Stender of the girls team. And Kip, what a day for you guys.
Yeah, what a great day, Paul. Actually, 2 days of grinding it out and hanging in there, and you know, all year long we talk about it's 18 holes, so you're never in, you're never out. Forget about the last shot, whether it's a good one or a bad one, and these girls came through and did that today.
Yeah. Little partying going on right now. They're really having a lot of fun, aren't they, with the families around, and a lot of pictures being taken. It wasn't easy, though, today, was it? We won by one stroke.
Yes. I haven't seen all the finals. I don't ever want to jinx things, so people were coming up saying it was posted online already, but there was nothing official here, and turned out we did win by a stroke, and going in, Bold was ahead by seven, and we thought that was the team we needed to catch, and Bold ended up fourth. So I think down here the pressure of being on a team and all that adds up, and in the end it's whoever kind of held it together the best.
Talk about each of the girls quick here, how they did today. I know Rachel golfed phenomenal, didn't she?
Yeah, Rachel had an outstanding two-day tournament. She came away with a one-stroke win over Sophie Gray, and Sophie Gray has finished runner-up, I think, now twice, if not three times. So what an outstanding job of golfing Rachel did, and shooting a real nice front nine today and kind of battling through. But she's a gamer, and she knows how to scramble. She can score from most anywhere. So she held it together and came away at the state championship.
That's right. We should mention that, too. Rachel Hoverson, state champion individually. And she was all smiles. You don't see Rachel smile too often, but she was all smiles there.
You're right, Paul. She takes golf very seriously and has a goal to be the state champion, and now she's achieved that. So I'm sure she'll set one to repeat that and work hard to do that. Repeating is very challenging, very hard.
Once again, if you're tuning in, we're talking with Head Coach Kip Stender, Lacapra Valley Girls Golf Team, state champions. Kip, talk about the other girls on the team and how they did in the tournament here today.
Well, they all did equally well. You know, it wasn't probably our best scores, but all the teams have that. I think the pressure of state and a tough course. Played really fast today. The greens were extremely fast, and rough. It's thick here. They've had good moisture this spring, so if you weren't in the fairway, it was hard to score. But Ellie Jacobs, senior, did exceptionally well. She's a great part of the team this year, kind of the mother figure per se, and help guide some of these younger girls that need that. So, but she's a great part of the reason we did this today. Her leadership and her just being on the team and being a great person.
Yeah, Ellie joins us right here. Congratulations! You look good with that blue medal around your neck.
Thank you. It's an honor to have it around my neck.
Exciting time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a tough course, let me tell you. The greens were like putting on a cupboard. Like, I would never want this in my life, but I did well, and we deserve what we got because we work hard as a team. Yep. There's no I in team.
There's what?
No I in team, so we worked hard.
You always can say, for the rest of your life, you're a state champion.
Yeah, it was a great way to end senior year. Now I'm not included in any high school stuff, so this is the great end. Yep.
Well, it's been fun watching you, Ellie, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Kip, Stember, we've got to try to get some of the other girls here before they leave here, but just a tremendous year, huh?
Yeah, what a great year. And you know, we golfed a lot in a short period of time. We set up a schedule to try to get the girls prepared for this situation. We knew we have a good team, and it's a team. It's not no one individual that did this. And there's lots of girls that aren't here today that are in our junior high and JV program that are part of our team also. So, you know, it's just a great thing.
Yep. state champions. Kip, stick around here. We got Chloe Ludvigson with us. Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks, Paul.
And what grade are you in again?
Freshman going on sophomore.
So this is your first experience down here at state. Actually, the first time the team's been to state, right?
Correct, yes.
Yep. Talk about you. What you're thinking right now. What's going through your mind?
I'm really happy. Yeah. There's not much going through my mind except for excitement.
Just everybody's wearing big smiles, right?
Yes.
Did you golf well today?
Not really, but it works.
All right, it was a fun day, though, right?
Yes, it was.
Right. Congratulations, Chloe.
Thank you, Paul.
Abby Sanders here. Abby, a senior, too, along with Ellie, wrapping up her high school career. I don't know if you had time to think about that yet, have you?
No, I haven't processed it. I think once I go home and get to bed, I think I'll all sink in.
But everybody's wearing smiles, Abby.
Yeah, we're happy. I think we're glad that we came back and we won it.
Yeah, by one stroke. It was a battle. Did you know how close it was going down the stretch?
I knew we were close. I knew we were tied probably going into the second nine, and I try not to let it get to me, and maybe it did, but I'm glad we just pulled it through.
All right, and your mom, I saw some tears in her eyes hugging everybody.
Yes, there's lots of tears.
So how did you golf today? Golf well?
I did not golf well, but I enjoyed the course. I enjoyed my group, and all in all, it was fun.
All right, well, now you can reflect your last high school event.
Yes, I will. Thanks, Paul.
All right, it's been fun watching you play golf over the years.
Yeah, thanks for broadcasting.
Yeah, and you had your dad as a coach, too, and these years. And fun time, huh?
It has been very fun. Right. I'm ready to go on to my next journey.
And tell our listeners where that is.
I'm going to Iowa Lakes in Estherville, and I'm going to
golf.
Yeah.
Of course, you better be playing golf.
Yes, for sure.
All right, thanks, Abby. Yep, that's Abby Stender, and who do we got here? We got Sarah. Sarah Halverson joins us. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thanks.
So what are you thinking?
I'm really excited, but I was really nervous because it was really close at the end.
Yeah, it was. But you know what? I was on the hole number 18 here, the last hole. I saw you make your long putt, and I let out a whoop-whoop.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I'm really glad I made it now, but I was really excited because I wasn't playing very good that nine.
Yeah. How long a putt was that? I really couldn't gauge it from where I was.
I don't really know, but I was off the green.
Yeah, that's right. It was a long ways, that's for sure. Exciting. Your sister getting first place. What do you think about that?
I'm really excited for her because she hasn't placed the other 3 years she's been here, and she was really close some other times.
Yeah. And a fun experience for you at state here?
Yeah, I was really nervous, but I'm really glad that I came.
Well, you played really well, and congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, that's Sarah Halverson, and Sarah golfed well this weekend, too, didn't she, Kim?
Yeah, yep, she, eighth grader coming down here, team atmosphere, and held it together, made that birdie putt. That could have been the difference, but, all the girls probably have a few shots that they think they could have made better, and the other team had girls like that, too, so it's just do your best, and in the end, see what happens.
All right, we have Bella Stender here. Congratulations, Bella.
Hi, Paul. Thank you.
You're wearing the biggest smile, I think.
Yeah, it was a fun day today. It was nice out, which is the best part, I guess.
Yeah, it's not 100-degree heat, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, talk about what's your emotion, what's going through your mind right now.
I'm just happy that, we pulled it off because, I wasn't very satisfied with my score, but as a team, we stuck together and pulled each other up and pulled it out.
Yep. How did you golf today?
Not the greatest. I shot 97, which is one of my worst rounds of the year, but yeah, it was.
That's golf, right?
Yeah. You never know. You got a good golfer and a bad golfer in you, and you never know what day it's going to come out.
Hit some good shots today?
Yeah, I had some really good, 60 yards and in shots, but other than that, a few drives and they're kind of all over the place, which is my problem. But, it's fine. It's over with.
All right. Great day. Fun time and a lot of family and friends here following you.
Yep. It was great to see all the support that we got. It made it just that much more special.
All right. Congratulations, Bella.
Thank you.
Bella Stender. And Bella, we'll have Rachel Halverson here in a second. Bella golfed well this weekend.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, under the circumstances, everybody has their averages throughout the year, and as a whole, we were above our averages, but I think all the other teams were, too, and it's something when you get down here and the pressure, and they made the course very, very tough. Definitely the toughest I've seen it since I've been here.
Abby Morris was telling me that or Michaela Brassett was telling me they changed the pin centers, kind of tough pin centers today.
Yeah, they were all. There was really no hole with an easy pin placement. You know, you needed to make sure you stayed below the hole and chip or putt up towards it.
All right, Rachel Halverson's going to join us here. But one thing I noticed about you, Kip, is you're gripping that championship trophy really tight. You haven't let go yet.
Well, it's pretty nice. The girls had it for a while, and finally gave it to me, and I got drenched. They poured a little water on my head. It's awesome to hold this trophy.
Rachel, congratulations on the team win and the individual win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, it's kind of a blur, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You're wearing a smile.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of plastered on my face right now. I don't know.
Yeah. Talk about your round today.
I started out really good. I hit a couple bumps on the back nine and finished strong. It was a grind on the back nine, but we got it done.
Well, first place finish overall in Class A, that's pretty. We're all proud of you, and just a tremendous year for your team, huh?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been so great to be with this team. It's been awesome.
And you've got a couple years left in you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yep.
We're going to keep chucking away, hopefully. Get here a couple more times.
All right. And I tell you what, talk about your coach, Kip, here. He's not letting go of the trophy.
Yeah, we worked really hard for it. I probably wouldn't let go of it either.
Rachel, congratulations once again on getting first place individually and team champs, too.
Thank you so much.
That's Rachel Halverson. And did we get everybody?
I
think we got everybody. So just wrap it up here, and Kip, congratulations again. Thank you so much for your time, and just a tremendous thing the girls always can say, and you can say, you're state champ.
Right, and that's awesome. And Paul, it's truly a team effort, and that team includes the communities and the golf courses. I got three volunteer coaches. Jordan Sludelberg's also an assistant coach. All the staff at the high school that works with these girls to get their grades, you know, caught up when they miss school for the tough tournaments that we go to. And so it's a total team effort. The community earned this. And I appreciate all that KLQP does and the New Western Guard and everybody. It's a great thing.
All right. Thanks, Kip. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Kip Stender, head coach, state champions, Lacaparral Valley Eagle Girls Golf.
Our coverage of the State Boys and Girls Golf Tournament on Q92 being brought to you by many fine area businesses, including Ag Processing Incorporated, Appleton Building Center, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Doug Service and Marine, Erickson Chevrolet, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Heartland Motor Company, Jim's Market in Canby, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Madison Bottling Company, Minneota Building Center, Northern Plains Tiling, Prairie Sun Bank, Pro Image Partners, Syngenta Seeds, Todd and Sarah Patzer, United Prairie Bank in Madison, the United Prairie Insurance Agency, Whitnable Construction, Paul and Lorwin Zarbach, and the Madison Dental Clinic.